More wonderful than any palace in Europe, grander and more magnificent than any other private dwelling in the world. New York Herald description of Flagler's Palm Beach Estate, 1902. Imagine what life might have been like to join the filthy rich during the late 19th century, Gilded Age in America. It seems likely that one became inspired at that time by Rockefeller, Carnegie, or Vanderbilt to undertake great individual risk in order to obtain vast wealth from the rapid growth of business, technology, and industry. Yet I'm also intrigued about what kind of lifestyle might have best suited an aspiring entrepreneur then with such substantial profits looming at their future disposal. I assume then that one important strategy for solidifying one's rank in this elite society could take place for one of these magnates by building a magnificent mansion to enjoy the fruits of their lifelong leisure passions. Know then that such pervasive Gilded Era displays of opulence still exist today on the exclusive, 14-mile-long island called Palm Beach, Florida. No, I am not thinking of the tempestuous tycoon presence there of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago now. For on a recent visit to Palm Beach last week, I would instead experience the proud legacy of Henry D. Flagler, a man who more reasonably handled his sudden fame with both sound heart and mind at his Whitehall mansion during the early years of the 20th century. So imagine this great captain of American transportation and commerce during the Gilded Era eagerly celebrating his second marriage on August 24, 1901 to a sweet southern lady, Mary Lily Kenyon. For a marriage gift, Mr. Flagler had decided to construct for his younger wife an elegantly designed mansion named Whitehall along the tranquil shores of Lake Worth Bay. He would thus spare no expense in constructing this new home with marble floors, painted ceilings, crystal chandeliers and an indoor courtyard. A wrought iron fence around the perimeter of the property would also secure maximum privacy for the Flagler family. With such a grand wedding event taking place by Mr. and Mrs. Flagler at Whitehall on that momentous day, I'd been enthused that my actual visit to Whitehall last week might somehow offer me a rare opportunity to imagine traveling back in time as a guest of this festive wedding gala. So take a look at the following photos from our visit. For they might help you understand how that memorable wedding atmosphere that happened over 122 years ago, seems so real for me in 2022. Whitehall grounds, an inviting row of tall coconut palms would lead me to the impressive front entrance of the mansion dedicated to the ordered world of Greek mythology symbolism. Grand Hall, this 5,000-foot reception room inspired my curiosity in an impressive array of artifacts representing the evolution Western culture, art and literature. Library, in this boldly red-lined room of ornate design, I discovered a quiet place to seek intellectual pursuit away from surrounding crowd activity. Music room, how special it must have been to hear a resident musician expertly play musical masterpieces on this pipe organ in Gilded Era times for a captivating audience. Courtyard, at midpoint of my tour, I paused to refresh my physical stamina amid the fresh ocean breezes and tropical foliage of this open setting. Grand Ballroom, now lying in vacant stillness at the center of the Whitehall complex, strong visions of romance-inspired dance and music filled my mind as I passed by this spacious Grand Ballroom. Dining Room, I seemed to register a boost to my self-esteem imagining that I could be seated as a privileged dining guest of importance at this elegant, French royalty table. Drawing room, my sociable wife Ruth would undoubtedly have enjoyed the casual conversation with female guests in this informally suitable setting. Guest bedroom, I wonder about any changes in myself and my dealings with others if I had worn such formal attire typical of the Gilded Era period. Master suite, given the chance to take a nap in this spacious bedroom of original French furniture, I'm certain that I would have made good use of the telephone, fan, phonograph as well as other technology conveniences of the period found nearby. Flagler Pavilion, I'm curious to know what the east coast of Florida must have looked like traveling as Mr. Flagler's honored wedding guest along Wilderness Land on Henry Flagler's original rail car south to Palm Beach during those Gilded Era times. Railway seating booth, on my way home from the raucous Whitehall party, I would undoubtedly enjoy being pampered with hot tea and other refreshments in first-class comfort as I gazed wondrously out my passenger window.